Fridjo Vanman. I won't be pronouncing it right. Morning.
Good morning. It's Frigo Vanman.
Frigo Vanman. I got it right third time with your help.
And because I'm not on RTE, you don't have to call me Mr. Frigo Vanman.
Okay. We're on first name terms then. Okay. So
were
you originally part of the group that started the campaign?
Well, basically what had happened, it happened on a lad there, Dave Mulcahy's live, and there was boys in there chatting about it, and there were him and Han and stuff like that. And look, you know, I came in like a bit of a bull in a china shop, and I said, lads, it's time. It's time. Like, I'm driving through Europe there, and, you know, for the first time ever, that I can see, Ireland is leading a change throughout Europe. People are just looking at Ireland. People are looking at a couple of cars parked up on the road. It is so much more than that. The lad that you had on before you there, and all these people, they're contradicting themselves when they're speaking. They're making absolutely no sense. And you hear these people, and you heard the person there before me there. And by the end of you talking to him there, he'd gone, Jesus, you know, maybe I should be standing with him.
Mm. Mm.
You know, like, what we...
No, I mean, Jim is in support of protests, but he's saying categorically that it shouldn't be on the roads or on the streets impeding on other people. It should be against politicians.
Where are you going to put it, like? Where are you going to put it? Everyone is saying this day and that day. Sure, Jesus, that's like someone planning a wedding. Sure, the day is not going to suit everybody.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was going to suggest that you know, protests and convoys heading to Dáil Éireann or the centre of Dublin, but that actually happened yesterday and is probably happening again today anyway. So it's
what I had proposed on last Thursday. It had to be nationwide. All of your listeners there today and all around Ireland and Europe have to get this into their skulls. There was absolutely no party. This was the people's protest for the people.
Yeah.
The government, after coming out today and saying that they won't talk to the lads that have sat up in Dublin,
they've said reckless, they've said irresponsible, they said there will be penalties. It's not the proper way to do it.
I'll tell you something now, and I'll say it right here and right now. They have just refused to talk to the Irish people. Right? They had a chance to be heroes and start something. They had a chance to show Europe that enough is enough. It's like the movie Human Centipede at this stage. Europe is at the start and we're at the end of the trail.
Okay, so if they say that it's not acceptable, irresponsible, and reckless, and there will be penalties and consequences, whatever, that's kind of a veiled threat. What happens now?
I tell you know what they're after doing? They're after lighting a bigger fire. That's what they're after doing. I tell you something, they must be listening to Trump. So they must do.
Mm.
Because Trump is doing the same above in Iran. Every tweet he makes and every word that comes out of his mouth, all it's doing is adding fuel to the fire.
But how long do you anticipate this will continue on a daily basis, for instance?
Unlike the government, right? The people have spoken. They've made a promise that this is not stopping until change comes. And that is simple as that. There's boys down in Cashel, and I'd say you'll have to lift the road around them to get them off it. I don't know how we're going to get them off it. They're there to stay.
But there will come a time when they'll need to go to work.
But sure, there'll be no work to go to in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
As simple as that. The people have awful short memories there. Back in 08, what was the first thing that went down? It was the building. When the building went down, everything went down around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Building is stopping because they can't afford it. I was listening to boys there last night from Galway Port, and they were saying, oh, you know, we kind of promised the concrete lads to be able to get through in the morning. And I respect that. That's fair enough. But the thing is, the concrete boys, they'll have nowhere to go to in a few weeks.
Can I ask you, okay, Frigo Van Man, can I ask you, how did you manage to coordinate this nationally? You know, what kind of a structure had you have to put in place where you were able to talk there and organise? How was that? Was it all on WhatsApp or what?
No, this is the beauty. It started on a TikTok live. We weren't dancing in the mirror or singing in the shower or dancing around like fools or anything like that. It literally was that it came to a head. There was around 500-600 went in the live, right? And myself and James kind of nearly said, James Gogan said it at the same time, lads, we go for Tuesday. And the comment section lit up.
Okay, I understand that it was a TikTok live, but how do you actually, because somebody has to take responsibility for different parts of the country and different roads and
People of Ireland just stepped up. They came together. It was no different than organising a few pints at the bar.
Wow. Because the coordination of it and the planning and the execution.
But the government is undermining the Irish people every day of the week. They are not seeing what goes on in the GAA, you know, in the community groups to keep the villages clean.
Yeah.
All of this with limited to no funding, right? And they're sending, Jesus, I tell you something, there's people abroad there that are on sun lounges and shaking 50s in their face and going, Jesus, thanks a million, Ireland, you're a fierce knight. Do you know what I mean?
How do you mean? What point are you making there?
But there's money going out of the country left, right and centre. Right? Everyone is saying, or people are saying there, oh, sure, if they take the money off the fuel, they're going to have to take it from somewhere else. No, they're not. If it doesn't come in, you don't miss it. It's the same as the normal job, so, or as I've seen in comments, the ordinary person, when they get a 500 euro loan or a 1,000 euro loan within the credit union and they pay a fiver a week, they don't miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's the same. Like, James,
so you want a cap on the red and the green and the fuel and the petrol and the diesel and everything. You want it, somebody else this morning says...
Now, listen to me here now. If you're getting red diesel now, you're in the wrong game altogether. We won't condone that.
I'm not. Firstly, I don't have a diesel car. I'm not suggesting that people should be using. Dipping.
I know.
I'm saying that the fight is for everybody, including petrol, diesel, red diesel, green diesel, home heating oil. So is it? Somebody said this morning it needs to go back now to the price it was. All of those need to go back to the price it was before the Iran-Israeli-American war.
It should do. You see, the thing.
No,
is,
but what? Right, when would you stop? Is that when you would stop if that happened?
Oh, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Okay. Look, I think, and look, people go, "Oh, Jesus, it's unrealistic." It's not unrealistic. As I've said on the lives there the last few days, round it up to whether it's millions or single tenors. You round it up to the nearest ten. The maths works out. What the government is doing, the maths simply does not work.
But if the impression I'm getting from them this morning, which would include Jack Chambers, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach to Simon Harris, if they're digging in and saying reckless, irresponsible behaviour, etc., etc., what if they instruct on Garda Síochána to get involved in this to prevent convoys and protests?
I just want to say, on Garda Síochána have been absolutely amazing. They are not always, you know, shown to be on the people's side, right? But throughout the country, I have got nothing but reports back of how they're in it. They're normal people.
Totally.
Gardaí don't come out of a factory in a morning where they're feckin' made and go out to work for the day and go back for dismantling later on in the evening. They are people as well.
No, I understand that. But if the government sympathy or patience, I should say, runs out...
Every step that the government make to come up against this now, right, All it is putting more fire in the belly. The only way of shutting this down is talking to the people of Ireland. Finally, listen. Stop looking at RTE News and Radio 1 and all this and getting your forming your opinions of the people off that. Get online. You look at news reports from Germany, France, Belgium, Ukraine, Belarus. I've seen it all online. Italy are after coming out this morning and speaking up about how the people have united over in Ireland.
So you're seeing a pickup in international media feeds.
I'm seeing it. And I said that from the start, that this was going to be bigger than Ireland if the people united, because there's protests everywhere. Right?
Yeah.
But it's either the farmers or it's the truckers or it's this or it's that or whatever. But this is the first protest that has been seen and it is unified.
Okay.
There's always people that are going to be naysayers. And do you know what? The more they speak, the more they dig a hole and the more that they're actually promoting this.
But what about somebody, texter here says, ask that man, Frigo Van Man, how would he feel if he was stuck in traffic after a 12-hour night shift?
You know what? I have comments. I can get comments up on my videos right now. There was one woman there. She's a nurse. She was after coming off a night shift and she was never as glad to be stuck in traffic.
Okay.
And she stayed there. And there's any amount of comments. It's in black and white. You go onto my page, you go down through the comments, you can see it.
Okay. I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying that I've had some pushback this morning.
I'm talking about the people there that are listening in this morning. It's in black and white.
Home helps can't get into elderly people's homes. People are missing hospital appointments, chemo.
Right, okay. Listen to me here now, everyone, right? In a matter of months, people are not going to be able to afford to bring in your carers. Where do you think that money comes from? If everyone goes on the dole in the morning, where did they get the money then? Tell me. Yeah. Where did they get the money then to pay ye for that?
Yeah, yeah.
The carers are on a stretch at the moment. I've heard from carers. I have hundreds of private messages coming into me and from carers. Carers are not getting the money that they need to travel to work now. They are doing it nearly out of the gut of their
hands. No, I know. Listen, I understand the reasons behind it. Absolutely, 100%. The organisation has been incredible, but there has been some pushback, you know what I mean? Making it harder for people that can't afford to miss work or... It's hurting the people of Ireland, you know what I mean, with regards to work.
But guys, you know, look, it's upsetting a few people and it's understandable.
Okay.
Right? I do sympathise with people. As I said even this morning, you know, people were reporting this place was stopped and this place was stopped and I was saying, brilliant, excellent. It's not the tailbacks or any of that. That is not what I'm celebrating. Look at the bigger picture. Yeah. Look at the people that are ahead of us. Look at the people that are behind us. Look at the unity. This has not been seen in Ireland for a very, very long time.
Fact, yeah.
And I tell you, I was driving from Germany down to Calais there yesterday, and I was fighting back the tears. And for every photo and video that came through, I just could not hold it anymore.
You're amazed.
The pride came out through me.
Yeah, yeah. You're amazed at the success of it, yeah.
I can't get over how the Irish people have come together, and neither can a lot of people. The backbone is back. The bone mightn't be back, but by Jesus, the bone is back. People have stood together. And the government, if they ignore that, I tell you something, it won't bode well for them. They think that they're in trouble over the fuel protests. Jesus, wait until every other point of view turns up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next, because, but this is destined to continue anyway, today, tomorrow, the day after.
I said on a video there last night, there was a one on about complaining that she was watching her fuel level go down and she's stuck in traffic. God only knows. I don't know why she didn't turn off her engine. But anyway,
yeah.
And I said in response to that video, I said, we have a Christopher. We have a Christopher Duffy. And by Jesus, when Christopher Duffy goes down, there's an awful lot more Christopher Duffys to follow.
Who's Christopher Duffy?
For sure. Now, if you don't know Christopher Duffy, you'd want to get back on the Owl Online. Christopher Duffy was spoken up. He was in and alive the first night. He has protested and advocated for fair game for diesel for farmers.
Fair play. No, I mean, I don't profess to know everything. Now I do know who Christopher Duffy is. He's one of the original who, you and amongst others, were part of the people who put the plan together in the first place.
He has been on the front line for a long time.
Okay.
Can I just say that these lads...
He's an agricultural contractor, I'm being told now.
He is. Yeah, he is.
No, I don't mean to be disrespectful to the man.
I know well. But a lot of these lads were very defeated, okay? And because, there was the usual support. But if you look at the likes of these boys that have been fighting for so long, and they've seen the support yesterday and today, like, the people behind them, it's given a whole new lift to everybody.
Okay, the backbone is back, which is a good way to put it.
It is.
All right, Frigo Van Man, safe trip, because you're trying to make it back from Poland, of course, having driven across Europe. Safe trip with that, undoubtedly. You'll be part of the protesting convoy tomorrow.
By Jesus, if this goes into next week, lads, I'll be shoulder to shoulder with you.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you for that. Much obliged. One of the men who started the campaign initially as we head across day two.